Steph Curry and the Warriors.
MVP.
Are they on a Tom Brady, Patriots-esque type mission in the NBA? Hey, you guys get that feeling?
Hey, this is all I'm going to say. Steph Curry must watch Dead End Sports because he feels mad disrespected if you talking about Russell Westbrook being the MVP out here, because you cannot stop Steph Curry. Just like how you said you have an advantage, I have an advantage with Steph, bro. And I'll trade threes for twos all day long. All day, because you're not going to beat me, bro. Steph Curry, they do have a Patriots-like aura about them right now in the NBA. They are just the most dominant team. But the difference is like with the Patriots, it's always Tom Brady, and just put anybody else out there, we'll figure it out. No, but the Warriors are a completely deep team, and everybody is really, truly complimentary of everybody else. You know, I don't think that they would be dominant like this if you took anybody off of that squad. They need each other, and that's how you have a dominant team. And you have to have a leader. You have to have a guy that you can rely on, and Steph Curry is that guy. Steph Curry has proven that, yo, You can't stop me out here. There's nothing you can do to stop me, and I'm making it look easy. It looks like it's fancy, but it's not. I'm just out here balling behind the back, bounce pass off the dribble. Like, it don't matter. I'm stopping, popping three in your mouth. Like, you know, I'm throwing up Houdini layups. You can't stop this guy right now, man. And he's just getting better. Does he not look better than what he did last year? Because the numbers sure seem that way. So you know, I don't think that we've even seen the best of Steph Curry. I think that's really still to come. I think that you're going to see another 3, possibly 4 years of him getting better before he plateaus, man. So it's really scary. And those guys are young. Draymond is young. He's looked like he's taking another level right now. That team is scary, man. That team is truly scary. And I think that we almost underrated them in terms of how high they could finish in the
right. race. Hey, FIFA, let me ask this. Remember was that last year? Remember when you know, when Stephen Curry made that statement, I'm the best offensive player in the league last year? And you know, we didn't like kind of chuckle, but we was just like, damn, you know, is he? Based off how he's starting this season,
yeah,
I think I would have to say, not think, but I will say he is the best offensive player in the league right now. Like, sorry, LeBron. Sorry, KD.
Yeah.
Sorry, hello. Like, dog, this dude is freaking unreal. Like,
yeah.
And I'm looking at it as, like, if I was a guard coming down checking him, like, how do you really guard this dude? Because it's like, if you play him too tight, you know, he can get by you or get his pass by you or get an assist. If you lay off on him just a little bit, all you give him is, if you give him like 6 inches of space, his release is so quick, bam, he's gonna bust your ass as soon as he crosses over half court. You have to guard him. Like, how do you guard that? Like, that's
I don't know.
Crazy. He's unreal, man. He's just so unreal. So yeah, looking at how he's starting off this season right now, even though we 3-4 games in, no, he's the best offensive player. Like, he's scary. Like, you have to literally guard him as soon as he crossed half court. Like, that's the best offensive player right now. Bruh.
When you go 7-for-12 and score 29 points in a quarter,
right?
No, like, bro,
he's shooting 58% from the 59% from the field and like 49% from 3-point. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
He's gonna break his own 3-point record. He's gonna do it. He's
gonna, that's his pace he's going. Hell yeah. As long as he don't get injured, he's going to break his own 3-point record. And shoot, when his career is over, he's going to surpass Ray Allen's.
Oh, yeah.
He's made. Like,
he's
the, you know, and I remember when Mark Jackson said, that was the best shooter he'd ever seen. And I was like, dang, really, Mark Jackson? But, like, dog, I think he might be the best shooter in I've ever seen. Like, he might be the
greatest. Yes. No. Not that he might be B. Nah. Yeah. Look, we've seen a lot about – he is
the best shooter. I think he's the greatest shooter ever, man. Like, just the way he does it, man, it's like, wow.
You've never seen it like that. Because every other great shooter, Dale Ellis, Reggie Miller,
Craig Hodges, Larry Bird, Glenn Rice.
They all come off of picks. It's all within the offense, the majority of them. Of course, Ray Allen did it a little bit off the dribble, but not like this. Not like this, bro. And that's the scary thing about Steph Curry is that he has old man game. Because when you get older, trust me, you can still shoot.
Because his game is not predicated off athleticism. You know what I'm saying? It's not like Russell Westbrook where, you know, we seeing Russell Westbrook now. We're not going to see that same Russell Westbrook, you know, 9, 10 years from now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We're not going to see that. Stephen Curry game. We're gonna still see that from Stephen Curry. He might not be as maybe his first step might not be as fast, mm-hmm. but
he can play off the ball.
He can play off the ball. You're right.
You can run off picks and all that.
38 exactly. years old.
Exactly. So,
exactly. Yeah, man. That's crazy. It's crazy.
He's gonna be an all-time scoring person. I think he's gonna be top five when it's all said and done because of how many threes he's gonna hit.
Yep.
Let's take it a step further. Is he the best player in the NBA right now?
Yeah, man. Yeah. The way he's lighting the league on fire right now. Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you had to give an MVP for the first week of the NBA, I'm giving it to Stephen Curry. He is the best player in the NBA right now. I mean, he's lighting it up, dog. He's lighting it up. Yes.
That's the answer that I kept coming to, man. When I would see a game and watch how effortless it looked, I would ask myself, man, is he the best player in the NBA right now?
Dude, when they played against New Orleans the first game, dog, he was just doing like dribbling drills on Anthony Davis. Like he was going down there like, dog, that's Anthony Davis down there, do you? I mean, he had no fear at all. Laying it up, whatever. I was like, dog, this dude. I mean, like, and it was the first game of the season. Everybody like Anthony Davis. Now Stephen Curry made us reminded, like, yo, Anthony Davis, yeah, you good and all, but I'm gonna show you why I was the MVP of the league. And Stephen Curry is doing that right now. He's unreal. He's unreal.
Damn, man. Yeah, man. I think the Warriors do feel disrespected. I think that they are. It looks like when they step on the court, they're trying to win every game. Like, they're not coasting. They're not doing anything. They're trying to beat teams down. And it does look like it's reminiscent of what the Patriots, what it feels like the Patriots are doing right now in the NFL. You know, when they step on the court, they feel disrespected. And I think they really are keyed in and locked in from the first game on winning the NBA championship and putting the fear in dudes. And if Steph Curry coming around and popping – you know, shots and making it look easy like that. I mean, we haven't even seen much of Klay Thompson, you know, or anybody else. And they just look, you're right, people, they just look better than they did last year. And I feel like an idiot. I'll be the first to admit, I feel like an idiot. Not giving them the proper respect, man.
And they're doing this without Kerr. They're doing this without their head coach.
And without Kerr.
But you know what? FIFO said that they was going to be okay because – you know, like you said, they had a lot of their guys from last year still, you know, still together. So it's not like, you know, they missing five or six players from last year. They still got their same roster. So, you know, they was going to be okay without Kerr.
Yeah. It's the cohesion that they had last year. And just when you have a year like they had where you didn't really have injuries and stuff like that, you only build more cohesion. And it's scary because to me, the unit you really see it on is really that second unit with Iguodala, Barbosa. Now you see McAdoo getting some minutes with Sean Livingston. Like, you, to me, that's the group that you see the most cohesion with right now. And when their second unit comes in, it's not about trying to maintain the lead or, you know, not trying to, you know, fall behind. They're trying to push it too. They're trying to run you out the gym. It's not just Steph Curry in the starting lineup. It's that second unit pushing and or sometimes just maintaining. So when that starting lineup comes back, it's over. It's look, man, they whooped up on a playoff team in Memphis by 50. That like that just doesn't happen. And especially not this early. Because here's the thing. Memphis is about to start a 4 or 5 game road trip. Their first game back home is against the Warriors. Guess what? Who do you think I got my money on? I think the Warriors gonna smack them boys just like that again. Bruh, the Warriors are for real. And I don't know how you guard Steph. I feel like a lot of the greatest players I've seen, there's certain things that you can take away, you know, force them to. But what do you do with Steph? What do you do? This man has supreme ball handling ability. So you're not gonna get the ball away from him. He can get wherever he wants. His passing is even better this year. And like B said, 6 inches is in your mouth. So I don't know how you guard him. But you're just gonna double team him the whole time? You can't do that. So I don't know, man. I think that they have the most atomic weapon on their roster in the NBA because he can erase a 20-point deficit by himself. Let him make 3 threes. That's half of 20 points right there almost. Yep. He can erase a 20-point deficit by himself, man. That's the credit. He is by far the most explosive scorer in the NBA.
You know, I think the funny thing about that 50-point blowout is I think that was right after the Cavs beat the Grizzlies by 32. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I'll raise you one. It's like, mm-hmm. Okay, you beat them by 30. All right, we're going to show you why we are the champs. We're going to beat them by 50 and say something to that.